Good morning, 7:51 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our update from City Manager Mark Hall because we got a commission meeting this evening. Good
yes.
morning. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, great, and it's a beautiful day.
That's right. That's right. Good stuff. We had a kind of a yellow sunrise this morning. It's kind of interesting. So I was like, well, what's that?
And it hasn't started being as quite as hot as it normally.
Yeah, it's going to get there. We'll get there, but we're taking it slow. So, hey, good to have you back here. And starting things out just with our meeting tonight, what's sticking out to you on the agenda here?
Let's go ahead and start the consent agenda. Mm-hmm. And that's where the appropriations, which I like to say bills, that's where we pay our bills. And this is, some we have that are higher than others, and this one is considerably lower than what involves electric, and that's $767,000. And then we move to comments from citizens. And if you're needing assistance and would like to attend the meeting, if you'll go to the east side, there's a ramp that goes down to customer service. And if you'll go through those doors and turn to your left, there's an elevator. And if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the city commission meeting is. And we welcome everyone. And we can only get better by hearing from you. So anything you would like to share with the commission is appreciated. And then on old business, we have a reading of a charter ordinance exempting the city of Coffeyville from provisions of KSA 13-1024 and providing substitute and additional provisions on the same subject relating to general improvements and the issuance of bonds. And what I'd like to say in that big
in the
paragraph basically is cities have what they call home rule. And home rule allows them the freedom to do certain things, and that is depending on what class your city is. And what this is basically we are going to issue bonds, and those bonds, the sale of those bonds, are used to pay for a capital improvement. So that's that big, long paragraph is just saying that this is a procedure that we go through to issue bonds. They sell the bonds, and the money from that goes to paying for the capital improvements of the city. And then we have a second reading of an ordinance that will allow the alcohol to be served at the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce Hops Around Town Beer Festival event, and that is October 14th. And that goes before the commission. And then in new business, these first couple are related, and it is to do with our airport. It is the 23-39 resolution. It is for the design of a crack seal repainting runway 4-22 of the Coffeyville Airport. And this is through KDOT. It is a grant.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a grant. And of course, anytime we say the word grant, that means it saves taxpayers money. And then the next resolution, 2340, is related also. It's to approve a task order of Lochner, and that is an engineering firm for the design of the crack seal and repainting. And these things just kind of step by step, but that is also contained in the grant. And then resolution 2341 is to approve the KDOT agreement for construction phase of the crack seal and repainting of runway 422 at the Coffeyville Municipal Airport. So this is just a process of going through and setting up the grant, and that way that money is received and things are paid for, and it saves taxpayers money, in which everyone knows we own the airport. But during COVID, the FBO, fixed-based operator, retired and stepped away. And so the city now has the total operation of the airport, fueling and everything like that. So this is our responsibility, but it's a grant, and we're kind of excited about it. And then we have a resolution 2342, which is a municipal lease purchase for the financing of golf carts. And what that is we have golf carts that date back to 2006. We have some even older than that. This a lease purchase, government cannot do a traditional lease like you would on a car. They have to do a lease purchase, which is really kind of what will you do when you finance something. But it is one of those. This is for 32 golf carts, and it is, those will be new. They're gas operated, and it's a needed change. We've lost a lot of golf carts, and we're dwindling down, and we need to replace that fleet. So this, if approved by the city commission, we get those golf carts in and to a wonderful golf course. So that's that item. And then, sure, of course, the next one, and I'll just spend just a little time, and we'll talk some other time about it, is for discussion, a consensus, and it's to submit a notice. And everybody started hearing this in Kansas in 2021, is the revenue neutral rate and the city's intent. What cities do is the revenue neutral rate, you can follow that, or you can, if you do not, which the city will always make every effort to hold the mill levy, not to raise mills, which is property taxes, but it is that the city sets a time and a date, and there's a hearing, but this is now sent over to the county treasurer, and a notice for Coffeyville residents will be sent out in the mail, and it'll explain what the city has done, what the projected mill levy is, and so they'll receive that in the mail. And this is new since 2021, but it's nothing to be alarmed. It's a good thing, and it's just an effort for transparency. So,
sure. Well, I look forward to maybe chatting a little bit in the future to kind of break that down here.
Yeah, it has a procedure, and it's a long procedure and days in this, so we'll run through that. But that gives, I hope, the public an idea. This is just something that is part of a procedure to be more transparent during budget, and it's all over the state of Kansas.
Gotcha, very good.
And then we have the city's manager's report, and that should sum up our evening, but public's welcome, and like I said before, we can only get better if we hear from you. We do understand there's good and there's bad. And there's some things we can do and some things we can't do, but we can only learn from the public, and that's where open comment comes. So come and join us. If not, watch us. We've got several different ways you can watch the meeting.
All right. Well, City Manager Mark Hall, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, and have a great day.
All right, you too. And we'll be back with more here on KGGF.